So, Troy, I woke up this morning, I went on Facebook, and you won't believe what I saw.
Old people.
Not, well, yes, but I saw a post that looked very, very official with the Doctor Who logo in the corner of the picture.
Really?
And it was a photo of Alex Kingston, and they said, "Big news, Alex Kingston is confirmed to return for Series 15. And I was like, no way, we have something to talk about this episode. And I looked at all the comments, everyone was excited, and then I checked the official Doctor Who Twitter and nothing. So someone made a fake post.
Are you just, is the intro gag for this week you reminding everyone that Doctor Who page on Facebook is the worst Facebook page in existence?
Correct.
Cool.
Correct.
Cool. Because they also were like, Christopher Eccleston's in Celebrity Big Brother, and there was no evidence of it. No one had suggested it. And sure enough, he's not in the leaked castmate list. So that page,
I might make a video on them.
You should be.
Genuinely.
That'd be amazing. Because they are a terrible news source. But much, much worse than us, because we are a reliable news source. And in today's live episode, we're breaking down all the news from 2024 so far.
What?
Crazy. This is the longest intro gag we've ever done, so I think we should roll the intro now before it gets any longer. So roll it! Hello and welcome back to Who's There, a Doctor Who podcast. My name is Troy, his name is Crispy, and we're the hotline that accepts your calls from all across time and space. And today, we're doing a news roundup in a new feature on this podcast, the first time we're doing it, because in January we just started back up again. But at the close of every month, we're going to do a live episode where we round up all the most interesting news articles, hopefully assuming there are some, each month about Doctor Who. Chat about them live, get some audience input, and also have some very special call-ins from our Patreon subscribers. That's where their donation is going for those at the top tier. Isn't that cool, Crispy?
Wow, I can't believe it.
We are live.
We're live.
Yeah.
We've got a million people in the chat.
A million? Wow. It was a billion a minute ago. Wow. Where did everyone go?
Yeah, it dropped off, yeah. But wow. We haven't done this in a while.
It has been a while.
Crazy. Yeah, gosh.
I don't think anyone missed us.
Well.
Okay, that's a nice bit of silence to start the episode. Welcome, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. So this is being live streamed on Sunday evening in the UK, about 9:30 in the evening UK time. And we're probably going to keep around this time going forward. Crispy and I have talked about it and decided that it makes more sense to do the live streams when people are actually free rather than doing it in the middle of the day in the UK, which just, we're trying to be clever about it, okay? I don't know why neither of us ever considered this until 19 episodes in. But you know what? It's better late than never. So
podcast with a plan. Exactly. Sometimes.
Exactly. So we're going to dot our callers across the episode over the next 30 minutes to 40 minutes. And we're going to talk about some of the news stories. Although, Crispy, there's not been too much in the way of news. So
there really hasn't been. But we have a jam-packed episode. Don't you go anywhere.
We do. Because you wanted me to ask you what you got up to at the weekend, and I can't wait any longer. Maybe we should warm up with a bit of a chat. We haven't done that in a while, because we're trying to keep people's attention now. We're like those videos on TikTok that have Subway Surfers gameplay just to keep people's attention. Yeah. You know, we've got to be quick,
we should have Subway Surfers in the corner of our...
Don't make me add that in. I'm editing the live episode still. Don't make me do that.
No.
Crispy,
tell
everyone, what were you doing at the weekend? Come on, tell us.
Well, on Saturday morning, your boy flew to Sydney to celebrate my friends, Hannah and Ramon, getting married. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful service. And we danced the absolute night away. And just a word of warning for all of you out there that are of age and can drink, that champagne goes straight to your head. And silly old me decided that the ideal thing to do would be to party through the night.
Oh, no.
Have some champagne.
Oh, no.
And then have a flight at 6:30 a.m. the next morning.
Ooh.
And so it was rough. I tell you, I was in Sydney for less than 24 hours. I didn't see the Opera House once. But it was fun. It was really, really fun. And it was a beautiful service, beautiful day. I looked dapper in a suit. Another story about the suit that I had. Because I was so off my game on Sunday morning, I, as they called the plane, I left my suit jacket at the airport.
You're kidding me.
But because there were so many people at the wedding, when we got back to Queensland, that there were still people at the airport in Sydney that were from the wedding.
So
we contacted them and said, hey, go to gate like 34 or whatever it was. And they found our jacket. So my jacket is now currently on a trip to Tasmania.
Oh my God.
So, you know, sisterhood of the traveling pants, brotherhood of the traveling jacket. That's exactly what's going on. So that's what I got up to on the weekend. How are you, Troy?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm good, thanks, man. I don't have any cool stories to tell like that, but that was amazing.
Thank you.
I watched the Brit Awards last night, and it was rubbish. How about that?
Why were the Brit Awards rubbish?
Because it was just cringy.
Oh, shame.
Just very, very cringy. But it was cool to see some people win awards. You know, there was that. But I also realized that I'm an old man. I felt very much like Patrick Starr in that one meme where he's like, who are you people? I didn't know half the nominees anymore. I don't know who anyone is.
I don't think I've ever watched the Brits before.
It's just a fun vibe.
Is it television? Is it a television award show? Yeah.
It's the UK Music Award Show.
Music?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Mm. All right.
Are you a fan of music, Crispy? Do you listen to music?
I listen to our theme tune every week.
That's so true.
Shout out Sammy Chu.
Yeah. Anyone in the live chat have thoughts about the Brits? Oh, there's Barney the Cockapoo's mum saying she fell asleep during the Brits. That says it all. So there we go. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Very, very good.
We've got some news to talk about. But as I said, we've got four callers. So why don't we start with one of our hotliners and then get into some news, Crispy?
Okay. Who do you want first? We have some absolute regulars
here. I definitely don't
want
to do Conor McRae's first because I know for a fact he's whipped up a beautiful little editing audio thing that I want to leave till a bit later. So any of the others, I'll let you pick any of the others, just not Conor's yet.
I'm not picking favorites, but I love the username. It's The Beast Boss. Here we go.
As soon as you went, I'm not picking favorites, I just knew. What's Beastie got to say this time?
All right, here we go. Hello Beast
friends.
Boss.
Hold on to your hats, gets, and decorative cats, because it's Beast Boss time.
What?
Business is booming in the world of Doctor Who right now, although the Andrew Tates of the world would want to convince you otherwise. The only Tate I'm interested in is Catherine Tate. Am I right, guys? Speaking of which, in my current daily rewatch, I'm on series 4, which is looking to have the highest average score of the whole lot. This brings me to my question. Based on what we know so far, how likely is it that Shuti will be your favourite Doctor and that Season 1 will be your favourite series? Also, if you want content ideas, there's definitely a market for Death in Paradise reactions, assuming you don't already watch it. But that's all from your friendly neighbourhood Beast Boss Council. So, as always, I'm reporting you to the Council.
Thank you so much, Beast Boss. That was a journey and a half.
That was an absolute journey.
Just wow.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. That's crazy. There you go. Well, yeah, I've realised, especially about people in the live chat being like, you started live streaming in the middle of Death in Paradise. Is this just a common thing for our listeners that everyone watches Death in Paradise on a Sunday?
There was an overlap between Doctor Who fans and Death in Paradise.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that one guy that's always rumoured to be the Doctor from Death in Paradise. What was his name? Chris Marshall.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, well, is that it? Is that the connection?
I think so, yeah.
I've seen a few episodes. It's quite fun. My parents quite like it.
I think I watched the first episode because Ben Miller was the lead originally. Because I quite liked Ben Miller from Primeval. If anyone watched Primeval back in the day. I think I mentioned that before, but... yeah, intriguing. I don't know if we're going to do reaction content. I don't know if we're quite at that level yet. I mean, I did just announce on my main channel I'm going to do other content, but I don't think reactions was in my plan. And I think... Then again, I say that. I did do a reaction for the GTA 6 trailer, so I can't... I'm shooting myself in the foot there. Oh, dear.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
So, Troy... Yes, if you want more Death in Paradise reactions, Troy is pivoting his channel, Red Archer Live.
No,
he's going to be streaming every episode live as it happens. So, go and subscribe. That is a Crispy Pro guarantee. Thank you.
So moving swiftly on from that, ladies and gentlemen, we go to some news. We go to some news, Crispy.
Well, hang on. He asked us a question.
What was it?
He said, do you think that Shuti Gatwa will be your favourite Doctor? And do you think that season one... Do you think that he was... Too caught up. You see, Troy, I think that's exactly the thing. Death in Paradise has this effect where it just takes over. It's all-consuming, as we can see in the chat. People aren't thinking about anything else other than Death in Paradise, and I just saw that in you just then. Wow. Wow.
Welcome to Who's There, a Death in Paradise podcast. Anyway, I would not dare to comment on that level of hype for season one or for Shooty. I think that's part of the problem sometimes with shows like these and just films in general, is that you can get too excited for stuff. So yep. without trying to be the guy who poo-poos the question, I'm going to refuse to answer because I would rather just see what it's like when it comes out. I know that Shooty is already going to be a great Doctor from what I've seen in Church and Ruby Road. I'm keen to see how much I love him going forward.
I'll take it from there.
Go on.
I agree with you about season one. I don't know how it's going to play out. It will be interesting with the reduced episode count.
Yeah.
I think that they've set up Ruby Sunday to have a very, very interesting story within season one.
Mm-hmm.
And because they've done this rebrand, I think it'll be some of the most accessible Doctor Who we've ever had. So word of mouth could be something spectacular for the show. But in regards to Shooty Gatwa, I feel like I can comment on that because, as you said, we did have Church on Ruby Road, and that shows incredible promise with Shooty. Incredible promise. And so I genuinely think there is quite a chance that at the end of season one, Shooty Gatwa will be my favorite Doctor. But, I mean, Peter Capaldi is a hard bar to pass. That's all I'm going to say. That is all I'm going to say.
And there you go. There you go. Yep.
Hey, you like that, Beast Boss?
We'll see what he thinks in the live chat because he is here. We'll figure out what he thinks. Yeah, I can see his real name is in the chat. We could expose him right now.
Oh no. No, Beast Boss exposed.
He's also known
part
as
one of four. Oh right. What oh Troy, you're dying. You're dying. A death in paradise.
Oh shut up. Moving on, so news.
I always sound
so dumb with you when I say shut up, and I love it. So,
shut up.
As we said, there's not too much to talk about, okay? There's not too many big, hard-hitting pieces of news. But, Crispy, I would be interested to know, have you at all been monitoring the viewing figures after 28 days, the consolidated rating for the 60th anniversary specials? Because this is one thing I would like to pull up to talk about briefly.
Oh, no, I haven't looked at that at all.
Oh, well,
I don't even know if I've... Oh. There we go, just a little news ding for old time's sake. Hope everyone enjoyed that.
Oh, I've missed that noise. Well, ladies and gentlemen, literally just over a month ago now, ironically, TV Zone shared the 28-day consolidated ratings for 60th anniversary specials. This does not include The Church on Ruby Road. I'm imagining that came out at some point, but I can't spot it immediately off the top of what I can see here. But this is purely for David Tennant's three specials. So, interestingly enough, The Star Beast overnight pulled in 5 million, over 7 days, pulled in 7.6 million, and over 28 days, pulled in 8.3 million views.
Oh my gosh.
It was the 10th most watched show of the week, but much like English, the other episodes, it's noted that there are lower positions in the charts for all specials due to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here broadcasting at the time on ITV1, and there was an episode every day, so all 7 episodes could qualify as higher performing that week. So you could take as much as 7 off the position to get the actual location of where it was in the chart. So it could have been as high as 3rd, or technically 4th if you count I'm a Celebrity once. But I thought that was interesting.
Interesting.
For Wild Blue Yonder, started off with 4.8 million, after 7 days pulled in 7.1, and after the 28-day consolidated, pulled in 8.3. So even though, after 7 days, 500,000 less people watched Wild Blue Yonder, it actually roughly evened out after 28 days.
Interesting. Well, that's good. That shows a lot of catch-up.
It certainly does. And then The Giggle, 4.6 overnight, 6.8 after 7 days, and then 7.9 after 28. So still a bit of a drop, but a big catch-up again in the last month. There's been about 1.1 million people watching it between the 7 and 28-day marks.
That's interesting. I think word of mouth did wonders for the 60th. They're like, oh, yeah. Catherine Tate, David Tennant, yeah, it's all
people
back.
Said you should watch the specials. They'll make you giggle. And they did.
Yeah. Yep, that's certainly. And they made me Star Beast.
So true. But on that topic, they starred the 14th Doctor, and that was the subject of a very long time feature that we haven't done in quite a while. Crispy.
Yeah?
Jingle.
You mean the jingle?
The jingle.
Oh my gosh, let's do it!
It's poll time. We haven't done it for a while, and that's what happens when you record all over the place and sometimes try and backlog and never quite successfully do it.
Woohoo!
But we did a poll. We put a poll up because we talked recently about the 14th Doctor, whether he was the best Doctor or not, and I thought it'd be a very apt idea for a poll to ask if you guys thought you preferred the 10th or 14th Doctors. Who was better? Which of the David Tennant Doctors was better?
Interesting.
I know. Crazy. Crispy, which of the David Tennant Doctors is your favourite, 10 or 14?
Oh, look, it depends on the day, it depends on the weather, it depends on my health 14. At the time.
I didn't need to think about it, sorry.
Just got a word from a producer. I'm going to go with 10, just to make things interesting for this poll.
We don't want things to be interesting. We want to know your thoughts, Crispy. Don't be a fence sitter.
I don't have a channel called Crispy's Thoughts, mate.
Well, you should make one, and until you make one, we need them on this channel. So who would you pick, personally? Would you actually say 10?
Yes, I would.
There you go. I've got to push him sometimes to give the actual answers. He's too diplomatic, this one. He's too diplomatic.
Diplomatic.
Yeah, we're going to have to fight, Crispy. I'm going to Sonic you, all right? So you watch it. You watch it.
Put that Sonic away.
Make me, baby. Sir. Make me.
How about that, huh? Isn't that telling?
Mine's bigger. So, Crispy, how do you think the poll performed? What votes went where, do you think, between 10 and 14?
I could not tell you. How many votes did we get, first and foremost?
Without bringing up the image, I could not tell you. I think it was the number 625 comes to mind.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'll believe that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say that it is slightly more in favour of the 14th Doctor, purely because the 60th is still pretty fresh.
What kind of
That's
balance are we
guess.
Talking?
I'm talking 60-40 in favour of 14.
So you're saying 60% for the 14th Doctor and 40%
yes.
for the 10th?
That's my guess.
It pains me how close you are, because you
Ooh.
Are correct in a 60-40 Ooh. Split exactly, but it's the other way around. 60%
oh.
said the 10th Doctor and 40% said the 14th.
That is interesting.
There
that
you
is
are.
Very, very interesting. Oh, I was pointing.
Oh,
at
you were
pole.
Pointing. Go on. Point. Go on. He's pointing to the pole on the screen, folks.
Wow.
I put it
Sorry,
specifically
yeah,
to cover my face, as always, so you can see his reaction, because he hasn't seen the result. But there you go. And it was indeed 625 votes, so my short-term memory is not as bad as I thought. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
Crispy?
Well done. You've done very well. And thanks for voting, everyone. Gosh.
Thank you, everyone.
Good.
Yeah, occasionally we will do a poll. It'll go up every now and again. Keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out for the polls.
Oh, Conor McRae is in the chat saying he's in the chat but driving to work. I think that's a good time to play his call in then, don't you think?
Okay. Connor, this is for you. Hello.
Let's see
what
Connor's
your
got to
question.
Say.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so I'm out in this forest with Matt Smith, 11th Doctor.
I'm the Doctor.
Yeah. They know.
Second set, Doctor.
Sorry. We've been watching reruns of the Australian Open. He's a bit excitable at the moment. So anyway, we've come out here to try and get away from Tom Baker. Oh my God! Is that a severed foot?
It's Neil Armstrong's foot.
Tell that's Neil Armstrong's foot. That could be anyone's foot. It's just a foot. Oh my God, what do we do?
You feed on them.
I feed? I what?
You feed on them.
What? No, I am not eating a severed foot in a forest, Matt Smith, 11th Doctor.
New mouth, new rules.
Oh, my God, he's eating it.
Ugh.
Oh, okay. I have a question for Crispy and Troy. What on earth do I do now?
No!
He always
wow.
puts Capaldi shouting no at the end.
Yeah.
That's like his audio jungle watermark or something.
Yeah, wow.
Can I ask you a question, Connor? Please don't put any bone-crunching sound effects in these going forward. That is horrific. I feel sick.
I loved it. I thought that was fantastic. That took us on a journey. I felt like I was there.
I think we've given him too much power.
We have.
I'm
now.
More worried
this
about
is...
Connor now than the Beast Boss. I actually am.
I like it how you're like they're part of the family. We're concerned about our children here.
We
Troy.
Are. Everyone
they're
watching act- is our child world. One way or another. Okay.
You know
metaphorically
what?
Only. Don't make it weird, folks. Don't make it weird.
Yes, though, no, I know. These are our children, and they are absolutely timeless. They are timeless children, if you will.
Wait.
Oh, for goodness sake, I have not missed these soundboards.
Timeless
boards.
Child?
Baby, you are the timeless child. The timeless child.
I think we had our fun.
Oh, technically, yeah, that does indeed mean that David Tennant is all of your granddads. Crazy.
Yes, congratulations. Mad. That's so funny.
Sam,
everyone's granddad is David Tennant.
Next up in the news discussion is something that I wanted to bring up in an episode, but it didn't really fit at any point when we were recording. What is this, okay. Crispy?
Oh, that looks like a fugitive doctor set from Character Options.
Yeah. Yeah.
That everyone was able to order very easily, and there were no websites being down, and there wasn't. I didn't log on to Twitter one day and see absolute chaos across the timeline for people ordering a bit of plastic. Troy, your thoughts?
Troy's thoughts?
Yep.
That joke's not been funny for the last like 5 times we've told it, but we will keep it going, and I really appreciate you for it.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we did indeed have, at last, 4 years after her episode aired, need I remind everyone, 4 years, it finally came out. Now, I know there's been comments about it being COVID-related and all sorts of things like that. Fine. I know there's obviously things that go on in the background, but realistically, 4 years is too long. I'm just going to put it out there. It took too long for that to come out. Would have been great for it to come out during Jodie's era, maybe even, you know, before Power of the Doctor. That would have been wonderful. If that had been the case, you know, it would have been great.
Mm.
Bit of hype for the last episode of Jodie's era. But either way, the big actual problem is character themselves, their website. It's horrific. It's
what happened? Did you experience this yourself?
I did. Every time they release a product, an exclusive product, it goes wrong on their website one way or another. It was the same with the 14th Doctor Sonic Screwdriver, the online edition. I actually think it was worse this time for the Future of Doctor's TARDIS, which sounds really weird. Because I think it just sold out. I think they just took a bunch of orders. It was a bit chaotic on the website. It crashed a couple of times, but it did sell out relatively fast. Whereas the Fugitive Doctor set, I think you can still get now, or might be like very low on stock. But for that first day, I tried to order it maybe about 4 or 5 different times throughout the day. And eventually just gave up and went, I'm clearly not going to get it. I'm just not going to try. And then at one point I logged back on at the end of the night and went, let's just have a look. I managed to get it. And it was just by chance.
Interesting.
Their website, like, every time they put a product up, it sells really well, but they don't clearly put the money back into making the website better, which is just not good. It's not good.
You'd think it would help them sell stuff if they had a good website. I don't know. Maybe it would be worth the investment.
I would honestly think so. It doesn't bring up it doesn't give them a good reputation because the products themselves are good. I think there was a point to be made about this being a bit too expensive because it was £40 for a figure in TARDIS.
Yeah, mate.
It's $80, mate.
That is a lot.
$80.
I know. Last time I spent money like that...
It was plane tickets.
No, it wasn't plane tickets. Oh, okay. I bought tickets to... You know how Doctor Who did the Symphonic Spectacular? Imagine that, but for the 7th Harry Potter film. That's what I got. For $80.
Wow, that's quite cool.
That is quite cool. But it's not as cool as Joe Martin, Fugitive Doctor.
So true.
What I think... character need to realize is not underestimate Doctor Who fans and their, you know, passion for collectibles like this.
Yeah.
I think they might not have been expecting the foot traffic to their website, but as you said, it's happened many, many times before. What's the go?
Exactly. That's why you can't give them the benefit of the doubt as easily now. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. I do note though in the live chat, James Box has said, for the video, the video for this set was also a mess, like that bit with the gun. So if you haven't seen, they did upload a video showcasing the set and what you could do with it. And the guy showing it tried to put the Fugitive Doctor's gun in her hand and it wouldn't go in. It kept falling out of her hand and landing on the desk. And he was like, it's supposed to hold, and then just moved on. And that did split people down the middle. Some people thought it was incredibly unprofessional. Other people thought it was quite funny. I have to admit, I did sit in the funny camp. I was like, in my head, I was like, it's going to work, clearly, but it was quite funny that the fella just couldn't get the gun onto her hand.
That is so funny.
He was just like,
I haven't seen that.
It's meant to attach. It's still on YouTube. I think you could find it and watch it. So.
Oh, dang.
You can enjoy it.
We should have made a parody of that, like with your stuff. Be like, oh, yeah, it's not supposed to do that.
Oh, and we should.
Every single item has something wrong. Be like, oh, yeah.
But that's reminded me.
Yes.
There are also more figures coming for Doctor Who. I'm just trying to see if I can figure. If I can figure out where the images have gone, because there were recent photos of some leaked upcoming Doctor Who sets. Crispy, do you remember what any of them were? Just out of interest while I'm looking them up.
The Wrath Warriors?
The Wrath Warriors were there. Can you remember anything else?
Did we talk about this?
I don't think we did.
Oh, okay. Well, Ruby, Sunday, and Shooty?
Oh, we might have mentioned during the Millie Gibson episode, actually, mightn't we?
Yeah. I think we might have talked about it.
We haven't heard anything else on that matter. However, we do know that, yeah, there has been sights of a Beat the Meat plushie.
Yeah.
15 and Ruby Sunday as individual action figures, and also the Rolf Warriors being included. We did mention it. Okay, well, there you go. But there's been no word on those either. So we know that there's more stuff coming.
I just want the new Sonic screwdriver.
There was that as well. Yeah, yeah. But who knows what's actually going to make it, because we've seen nothing since. So, but if more of this is character online exclusive, then we're going to have a good old time. If it's not B&M selling the figures and then selling out really quickly thanks to scalpers, then it's, you know, character online and people not being able to get hold of them. It's a hard time to be a Doctor Who fan.
You guys are going to have a fine time, but much like BBC iPlayer, we don't get much here.
This is the thing.
In Australia, I'm glad I have you if I ever need something and you can send it over, no worries. Mm. But not everyone has a Troy Redarch alive in their life.
I don't think everyone needs a Troy Redarch alive in their life. I think that would be bad for them.
It's debatable.
I don't know. I think you're being too nice to me, but, you know, anyway. But yeah, so just thought I'd acknowledge that again, that we have no news on the figures there. But if they come out on character, prepare for war. So there's our another bit of news. Crispy?
Yeah, mate.
Can we have another caller, please?
Okay, this is DW14.
Let's have
DW14. Welcome back to the show. Here we go.
I've been thinking long and hard for a question for you guys. And I was watching Pyramids of Mars today, and it made me go and get one of the old figure sets from 2013. So, for whatever story you want, what would be a figure set or just a merch item in general that you'd want for an episode that we haven't got yet?
Ooh.
I want a 3-pack of figures with Elton Pope, the Absorbal Off, and Ursula as a paving slab.
That was very quick off the bat.
The Love of Monsters figure pack. Well, I realised where it was going and quickly thought of it in my head. No, I do have an actual answer for this, but Crispy, what would your answer be?
Well, here's the thing, actually. This is good for the live chat, because, spoiler alert, everyone, I'm getting back into my Classic Who.
Hmm.
Spoilers for the chat.
Oh, dear.
And one of, like, my new fave episodes of the show, maybe in general, was City of Death.
And if there is any... Yeah, that's loved, I'm pretty sure. That's a well-loved episode. Because it's in Paris.
Dude, yeah, yes, it is. And I think it's one of the most viewed. And I was like, oh, I'll check it out. And, dude, the plot of that is, like, so good. I was shocked at, like, all the twists and turns. I was like, oh my gosh, this is compelling television. But if there is a figure of the bad guy, I can't remember what his name is now, but he's iconic. I would like that. I would like that. But
live
from
chat,
Nuhu,
help us out.
Nuhu, one that we don't have, I would say just the Impossible Astronaut. I'm sure that exists, probably.
It might do, yeah.
No doubt.
Might do.
Oh, gosh.
To be fair, mine's stretching it a bit as well. Because there is a collector set that you could get previously, and it is in my background. You can just about make it out. It's right there where my finger's pointing. You can't see what it is from here, but it is right there. It is a collection of all of the classic Doctor Who Sonic screwdrivers, and also including 9 and 10. What I would love is either an entire collection, or even at this point, just a modern one that collects every possible Sonic screwdriver in a display case like that. Because it was a really cool set idea, but it's also massively out of date and massively hard to get hold of. So even if you just do modern, you have 9th and 10th Doctors, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and now 15th would be great. You could even have just literally that, a modern Doctor Who box set of Sonic screwdrivers. That would sell like hotcakes. It'd be a cool display thing. I would love it. So that would be my actual request for a merch item.
Nice. Yeah, okay. I'm willing to pay for that. No worries.
How much are you willing to pay for it, though?
£2.50.
You'd be lucky to buy a Freddo for that in this economy. Well, there you go. Mm. Thank you very much, DWBoy14, for your call in. Crispy, is there any news that you'd like to cover from the last couple of months? Anything that comes to mind for you?
Yes, of course. Well, there was a certain something that was revealed in Doctor Who magazine.
I was hoping you'd bring this up.
By the one, the only RTD. So we'll do this just for formalities.
Absolutely.
So, Russell T. Davies has explained the reason why Series 14's broadcast didn't follow Shuri Gatwa's debut sooner, because apparently, we were supposed to have Series 14 in what, January?
January. It was meant to roll straight on from the Christmas special, and I do have his quotes if you don't have them.
Oh, no, I have.
Do
I
it.
Have some quotes.
Give us the quotes.
I got some quotes.
Give us the quotes. What did he say? Was he delighted to tell us?
Davies said, "I was delighted, but there was still a lot of work to do. Tons and tons. In an ideal world, we might have followed the church on Ruby Road with a full series of Shooty and Millie in January. And believe me, we tried. Way back in 2022, we juggled schedules and budgets and capacity, but nope, we'd have ended up spending money on The Rush rather than on the program itself." He continued to say that it's the FX. "Really, people keep telling me how fast and easy FX are, and I hear the distant sobs of our FX teams. This stuff takes ages. Look at the gorgeous unit tower, the knot things, the meep. It's months and months of hard work, and it's well worth the wait." So it was just visual effects, really. They were like, it's not, it, you know, let him cook. Let him cook, for goodness sake.
What's he cooking?
He's cooking up the first ever episode of Doctor Who.
He's cooking up tuna madras.
Oh, delicious. Meep, meep.
To be fair, Jacqueline King was at London Comic Con today. Anyone go to London Comic Con in the live chat? I didn't go this time.
Shocking.
And well, much to everyone's surprise, I can't always afford everything. I do try and make it work for Comic Cons, but it doesn't always work, and I could not stretch this one. Also because, like, realistically, the thing that also put me off was that there were a few 60th guests, like Ruth Madley, Jacqueline King, Carl Collins, people who were in the 60th specials, and Bonnie Langford, but they were spread out across the 2 days, and I did not want to go over and stay overnight in London. That's a ridiculous budget thing, so I just thought, if they'd all gone together and done a big folk group photo, I would have made the effort and gone for that. I'd have loved that, but I just didn't think it was worth it beyond that, so I did not go. I know. Shocking moments.
Sure. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to explain yourself. I did see some photos on Twitter.
I'm at every Comic Con. I live outside the buildings, mate. Everyone sees me now.
if we went, like, episode 100 would have been, oh my gosh, Troy met the 60th cast.
That would be amazing. Oh, imagine how good that would have been. Oh, that would have been stellar. That would have been stellar.
Shame. Oh. Shame, man. That's right. Episode 100 is going to knock your socks off.
Yeah, yeah. But the wait is not too bad, as people are saying in our live chat right now.
No.
Yeah, it's not that bad. So I expected a wait until April, May. That's what it used to be in the old RTD run. I'm not surprised
exactly.
We got the same thing again.
I feel like, we're used to it. We are so used to it.
Yeah. So there you go. That is the biggest amount of news, because everyone ran with it saying, season one delay, because obviously YouTubers can then manipulate that into some big shock headlines and everyone clicks it. And I don't blame them, you know,
like,
the hustler's got to hustle. But like, it's like they can go, we can say it's delayed now and everyone will panic, but actually it's already been delayed and you never knew it was to begin with. So
exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly.
Crazy. Isn't it absolutely crazy times that we live in?
That's pretty much it. We touched on a lot of news in the Millie Gibson episode. I think there was something recently, maybe in the most recent issue of Doctor Who magazine, where Russell kind of talked about Ruby Sunday being in series 15, season 2 or whatever. So I don't know if that's them directly addressing all the rumors.
I only just
stuff.
Bought the magazine. I have not yet read it. I didn't know he mentioned it. Oh, dear.
Oh, I mean, I'm just going off what people have said on Twitter.
This is
our news
roundup, Chris. We were supposed to be well informed.
Mate, I was on a flight at 6:30 yesterday.
You look good.
With a champagne hangover.
You look good.
Blah.
You look quite cute.
Oh, damn.
Play the last caller.
All right. Okay, hello. This is from Grace, our final caller. Thank you so much for being part of our Patreon. If everyone else wants to go and join the Patreon for your exclusive calls on the live stream, please feel free to do so.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Hello, possibly fictional Ancient City, and hello, opposite of Soggy. It's been a while since last time we spoke. How are you? How is Smooching Shadowheart going, Troy? What's a good movie you've seen recently, Crispy? Okay, fine. I have an actual question. And that question is, what's a fantasy element that you would want to see in Doctor Who? Personally, I think there should just be a dragon in there with no explanation for fun. Okay, bye.
Fantastic. Fantastic from Grace there. Wow.
Sorry, let's run that back, because I know Grace said something to you and I didn't hear it because I was laughing at her comment towards me. Let me just
see that
comment. Hang on, I'll run it back on here because I can just get the bit up here. Grace asked, what's a good movie you've seen recently, Crispy?
Oh, excellent. I just watched both Shrek 1 and Shrek 2 yesterday, and they are fantastic and some of the best films in history. So that's a very basic answer. But good nonetheless. Thank you.
Well, Grace, are you happy? I hope they're happy with that question. I hope they're happy with the answer.
I hope
at least.
So.
Yeah. So thank you very much for your message. But yeah, I love the call out on the Baldur's Gate 3. Thanks very much for that. Yeah, it's great. I'm still addicted. Having a good old time. And I'll be making some Baldur's Gate 3 videos on my main channel soon now.
Ooh.
Yeah, recently announced I'm no longer Payday exclusive. I'm now in an open relationship with video games on the Red Archer Live channel. I'm exploring some open dating with other games. And Baldur's Gate 3 has been catching my eye for a while. So
that's, you know, funny.
Madame Web was amazing. Well, yeah, you should have said Madame Web Crispy.
I still haven't seen it yet. I will.
You need to watch it.
Eventually.
So, let's end this episode with Grace's main question. What would be a random fantasy element you'd like to have in Doctor Who?
Well, Grace said dragons, and I feel like there could be a really interesting episode with dragons. Mm. But maybe something, a great episode, would be one that seems more fantasy-based. Like, we do kind of like a Wizard of Oz type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there is someone pulling the strings, but the Doctor is kind of flabbergasted by, you know, oh, magic is existing. You know, there could be Merlin, there could be all kinds of stuff, and then it turns out to, like, I don't know, be a simulation, or they're all robots, or whatever. I just feel like there could be some kind of really cool fantasy based episode, like a quest Dungeons and Dragons type thing, and then it ends up being something else, throw in your sci-fi elements, or do a complete 180 and then make the Doctor think, oh, maybe this stuff is true. That's just what
to answer your question, just a
full fantasy based episode I think could be quite good and like hit all the cliche elements but make it Doctor Who. What do you reckon, Troy?
I actually don't know. I'm not too sure. What about King Arthur with the sword and the stone, except it's not a sword, it's a sonic screwdriver?
I can't get the sonic screwdriver out.
Yeah.
It doesn't work on stone.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Oh, we have fun.
But speaking of scripts, as someone in the chat has just pointed out, so thank you very much for that. Last bit of news is that we had a huge dump of scripts on Doctor Who's, on the Writer's Room website for the BBC. Crispy, have you read any of them? Did you have a look over? Anything? Any thoughts?
I did. I read the 15th Doctor audition script.
You were always on the same page. You knew exactly what I wanted you to say.
Mate, if we were reading it at the same time, we would have been on the same page.
And that is my mind blown, ladies and gentlemen. That's it.
But it was a really, really good audition script, and you can kind of imagine the type of Doctor that Russell was envisioning. Did you read the script for 15?
Do you know what? I actually haven't, Crispy. I heard everyone raving.
What?
I haven't looked over. Do you know what? I think my memory is just so bad, and it's also probably because I haven't done anything else in my free time other than play Baldur's Gate. I completely forgot. So I'm going to do that.
You should read it.
You should
really
read it on
should.
The podcast at some point.
We could do it next week.
Do it next week. What, as part of the best Doctor costume discussion?
Yeah, just to end off the episode.
Okay.
Oh, we'll do it as part of... No, we'll do it as part of episode
100. Episode 100, baby. Oh,
and
cool. Yeah, I'll save myself till then. I'm quite happy.
Yeah. And then I'll add some music and we'll, like, add some proper... It's quite
dun,
long,
dun,
so maybe we'll just
dun,
do an excerpt.
Dun,
we'll just do
dun,
an excerpt
dun,
from
dun,
it.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, there we go. Well, ladies and gentlemen...
You know what we could do? Sorry, Troy, I've got one big idea.
Go
you know
for
how
it. I'm just trying to get you into work, mate. I don't want you being late.
You know how I'm trying to do, like, you know, the hashtag Crispy Fish Showrunner?
No, we're all tired
long,
of that now.
Long campaign,
no,
long
we're all
campaign.
Tired of it, mate.
Well,
we're all tired of it.
What if I pretend to be the showrunner? I read the lines of the companion and you're auditioning for the Doctor. Thoughts,
for the,
questions,
the audio
please.
Listeners, I am intensely rolling my eyes. Yes, Crispy, I will do it.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
I'll see you then.
Absolutely.
See you at episode 100.
Absolutely. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all very much for listening and watching episode 98, where we round up the February news. I hope there's a bit more in March that we can talk about in the next
please.
March live stream. But even when there's not, see, we still made it work. How cool was that?
Very, very cool.
Thank you all to all of our Patreon callers. And remember, if you want to call in during our news live episodes, all you have to do is subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/WhosThereDW. There are a whole range of benefits, including early access to episodes, as well as episode watch-alongs once a month, and getting your calls in during the live episodes. Those are scattered amongst three tiers at $5, $10, and $15 a month, depending on whether you want to support us just on the very base level. If you can afford for more, feel free. If you can't afford for any of it, it's fine. You know, we don't like you, but you
along.
Can still listen. No, I'm joking. I am
no,
joking.
We
only
like
support
you.
If you can,
we
obviously.
Like
this is just extra bonus perks for anyone who wants to help support the podcast. The money goes straight back into supporting us. But if you can't, as always, as we've said, you've got all the time in the world to submit calls for every other episode this month. And as a teaser, as we mentioned already, and for our live chat, you can get the link open now. Be ready, because you've still got live chat a little bit of time, and when this episode goes on audio platforms, actually still a tiny bit of time to submit your calls for the best Doctor's costume. So go and give your calls, ooh, and then we'll go through it, because we're going to be recording it by the time this comes out, about 10, 11, 12 hours afterwards. So
very, very exciting.
Exciting, excited. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Crispy, any closing comments to finish us off?
I would just like to thank everyone for being here today. Thank you to my family for always supporting me. This award means so much. Thank you to my cast and crew. I could not have done it without you. And this Brit Award means
I like your Ray impression. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very good. Well, thank you very much for watching. And we'll see you all a week on Tuesday for the YouTube viewers right now. And in exactly 1 week's time for everyone else, where we come back with episode 99, debating the best Doctor Who costume. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next week. Alonzi, baby!
Alonzi, baby!